Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jay here for Stretford Paddock. This is Off The Bar, sponsored by Green King Sport. Joining me are three Titans and a Manchester United fan base. We've got Mr. Joe Smith.
How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm basking in the glory of a 1-0 win over Forest.
I know. That's all it takes.
That's all I want in life.
I didn't think we'd get it, so I'm happy we did.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. Even the day he was here saying that we're most likely to get knocked out by Forest.
One of my favourite songs of the last 5 years.
What was that?
Carol Baskin.
That was a proper normal time in everyone's life, wasn't it?
Can we say that in the first 30 seconds?
We'll beep it.
We almost got to 30 seconds without Steve swearing. But anyway, Mr. Stephen Howson is here. How are you doing?
Yeah, fresh.
Been a bit quiet, you, aren't you, lately? Been up to?
Just keep it low enough.
Yeah, keep low profile. Fair enough, we all like to do that
looking
now and
fresh,
again.
Looking like a young Patrick Swayze.
He's got a very good head of hair, Stephen Howson. We were talking about this on the watch along, weren't we?
Your hairline made an appearance on the watch along.
Yeah.
It's just
his hairline.
Impressive hairline, isn't it?
Granddad's got a full head of hairline.
82. Well.
I didn't make it to 19. Not me sick.
That's very young.
I mean, I've got it now. That's really young.
What you're looking at me like it's my fault.
But that's so young that I think you've
bald.
Still got a few years of hair left, didn't you? I think it might come back at some point.
Do you reckon?
Because you get more than 19. Even people who go bald young.
How's yours looking? How old are you? 30.
It's not too bad. It's all right. Back a bit at the corners, but it's not. Doing.
You got any grey going on?
Not really, grey goose.
Oh man, yeah. I got lots of grey. Like, do you want to get a cut of barbs? Just looking at the thing in front of you, going, fuck.
Just in a Manscaped video, sort of.
What are we talking about today, Jay?
Sorry, hang on a minute. I'm not introduced. Macca as well, Adam McColl is here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hairline as well, to be fair.
Yeah. So mine's, what's one of them?
Toupee.
Touché.
Which is very good.
A syrup of fig.
Have you done that, Jay?
What?
I've seen some mad.
I can't wear the wig now. People will be on it.
No, but do you know what? Let's just do it for 1 week.
Yeah, shall I?
Just do it in a brew 1 week.
Well, I want to wear a proper... I don't want a wig that looks terrible, though. I want it to look like...
Are there any doctors from Turkey that want to do, like, a experiment on him? We can do it as a sponsorship deal with full-time devils, all that kind of stuff, on Instagram and that. Get you a head full of hair.
What, so I get to
make some money for the channel?
Get a barnet. Everyone's a winner.
Two beds, once.
I'll do that. Even if you're not a doctor and you just fancy having a go at hair transplants...
Yeah.
I'm your guy.
Sticking pure. Yeah.
Anywhere over a 2-star all you can eat in Turkey.
Yeah.
And he'll be over there.
Yeah, I'll be over there, man, and just start stitching bits of hair to my head. It'll be blessed. We won against Forest. Casemiro got the winner.
Yep.
Talk to me, brother. You happy or what?
Yeah, but it does feel as though everything's just a bit like at the minute, doesn't it? Because even
at the minute.
But
for like the last 11 years, I've been an utter fucking shit show.
This time last season I didn't feel like that. This time last season I was like high, elated.
I thought that was like three days after we'd just won.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. We just won the Carabao Cup. We had this great run since the World Cup. Rashford's bagging every week. Casemiro looks world class.
What we didn't know was the wheels were literally off already.
Yeah.
We just hadn't seen it.
But we didn't. And now it feels like the wheels are sort of on in terms of form. I think we've won something like 7 of our last 9 and we've drawn one, lost one.
2024.
Like, it's not bad. And yet it feels crap. And like, we've had almost our biggest sort of amount of criticism and our worst kind of PR over the last 10 days when really we've, like I said, we've lost once this year, but it feels shit.
Anton and I got like 2 more points at this stage of the season than Klopp had last year.
Is that true?
It sounds true.
Had a bad season last year, didn't
they? Hey, I mean, also as well, whilst he's had his issues this season, so now he's just again been nominated for manager of the month. So it's not that bad.
He's not winning that though.
No, but I'm not saying I don't think he will. But to be nominated, you've got to have done something right during that month, February. I think he won. What was it? Won four and lost one or whatever. So it's not amazing, but it's not quite as drastic as some people are making.
Name a good performance in them.
The first half against Wolves.
That's not a full performance. The last 30 seconds against Wolves.
Let's start adding up. So the first half against Wolves, there's 45 minutes. We had eight minutes
against Luton. That's in the back.
58 minutes.
There we go. Okay.
We got to 58 minutes from the first half.
Yeah, because the stoppage time.
Also, the last 30 seconds against Wolves was very good.
Okay, so that's 58 minutes and 30 seconds. Let's keep adding them up. What game did we lose?
An hour.
Fulham.
Right, we looked decent for 10 minutes in that. That's 68 and a half minutes.
Okay, yeah.
It was more like 14 with the injury time.
Okay, well, there you go then. So that's 72 and a half minutes.
72 and a half minutes.
We're almost at a full 90
West Ham, there was a good 20-minute spell there.
Right, and that's over 90 minutes now. Yeah. That's 90-plus stoppage.
So there you go. If you add up them five games, you get 90 minutes.
Give him manager a month.
Thank you.
Is that a full
finally.
It's definitely not Arteta, who's just absolutely dick-slapped everybody.
16 goals. I think 18 goals scored, 2 goals conceded this month.
Not Porto. But that's not in the league.
Well, that's what you get when you've got a manager that's been there for years and he's backed with hundreds of millions of pounds, regardless of whether he keeps finishing fifth.
Do you feel any better? Because you were almost certain we were going to lose to Forest the other day. Do you feel any better now than you did on Monday?
Yeah, because I want to win the FA Cup.
When was the last time you said 21 was coming?
About two weeks ago.
Good lad.
Not long ago. I remember, I think, when we beat Villa.
It did feel like it.
That's why I lost me.
Which won the Boxing Day?
I fully thought we're going to win the league now.
I was on holiday, the sun had hit me. Thought we were going to win the league again.
Yeah. I love that.
21 is coming, we'll never die. You know that, unfortunately.
Until we do.
Because it'll never happen. Yeah. We'll be sat here when we're 80 going, 21 is coming.
Because it should die when we win the league.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you think we'll see it in like our lifetime?
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
We've got 60 years.
Jay, actually, before we go any further, I'm feeling a little bit better because we're still in the cup, but we've got City on the way and we got Liverpool next in the cup, so that kind of makes me feel,
Have you got any serious cream at home?
Yeah, I'll get ready with that. Jay,
yeah.
You trying to play all positive here. Yeah. Tell me what you said to me in the coffee shop earlier.
I said this.
No, not that a bit.
No, right, okay.
When you robbed from out of the
team. Well, you shouldn't leave it alone.
Should it be this red? You said,
Jay went to me.
This could be the worst 2 weeks of our life.
He went, hey, check this right. And I thought, this could be anything.
Talk to us then. Why could this be
the worst? This could be the worst 2 weeks of your life.
Why?
Because we could go to the Etihad and get absolutely battered, right? And all right, 3 weeks then, 16 days later, whatever it is. We could get knocked out of the FA Cup at home to Liverpool. That could be genuinely two of the worst weeks of football I've ever had as a Manchester United fan. You're frowning at me, but that is two sickening results.
Around the derbies, right next to each other. That was the same what happened there. 2-3-0 defeats against Liverpool City.
Like, if we go and lose 6-0 at the Etihad, right, that's going to be devastating. And then if we get knocked out of the FA Cup in the quarterfinal at Old Trafford by Liverpool, I'm going to be devastated beyond belief. That was just going to be sickening, honestly. Because even if you compare it...
All I can say is that I don't have the recall at the moment to give you a 2 week that was worse, but I know for a fact I've lived for a worse 2 weeks in the last 11 years.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, it's perspective well, because you might have had...
About 95? Didn't we lose a treble in about 2 weeks?
Yeah, but bro, we still won the league the year before. We still had Sir Alex Ferguson. We still had...
But you said it was the worst 2 weeks.
Yeah. This could be, because there's no hope.
There's no hope.
There's no hope. You're not winning anything. You're out. You're not going to get top four. Your rivals are absolutely buzzing.
Your manager's probably going to get sacked.
Your manager's going to get sacked. Yeah. The Scouts are going to win a trophy. City could win another trophy. Well, whatever they're going to win. It's just horrible. At least in 95, you were...
What? Back-to-back trebles, imagine
that. That's what I mean.
Back-to-back trebles. However, we still have that absolute golden ticket of you fucking cheated.
Yeah,
there is
even
that.
Even if they cheated 10 years ago, don't worry, they cheated now.
I get that.
Like, anyway, you can see Lance Armstrong going to the fucking shops on his bike and you'd be like, you're going to piss up. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
That's City these days.
It don't matter.
I mean, I get the rationale behind all that, but it will be as bad as 2 weeks, genuinely, as I can remember, if those two results happen.
I think our expectations are so low.
Yeah. We're doing really well for Green King here. We're sending everyone to the pub.
I think the expectations are so low that I don't think anyone's devastated. I think it's worse when the expectations are high.
How have we got to this point, though, where the expectations are pretty much... But we look like we're moving in the right direction last season to now where we might well have our worst ever Premier League finish. We're probably not going to win anything. We're probably...
Last 10 games.
I don't think we're getting our worst ever Premier League finish.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it currently? Seventh?
Yeah.
That's the record.
Yeah.
We're sixth.
Right, which is not seventh.
No, but okay, we might equal or... You know,
or better it.
Or better it very slightly, yeah.
The thing is, like... That could happen. We could finish eighth this season. Like, genuinely.
Don't let this detract you from the fact Chelsea are probably going to finish 12th.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but...
But then you've got...
What's happened with Ten Hag? Is it those injuries and everything has kind of just gathered momentum negatively and it's just built up to a point where he looks mental now, I think he does. He's got players throwing the toys at... Like, what has happened... Like,
which player? Because
alluding to the Sancho situation, which may have had a knock-on effect on players in the dressing room.
Yeah, because of how he's gone and absolutely fucking rassed it up in Dortmund. Everyone looks.
No, but I'm just saying we've had those things happen, innit? Yeah. We have had those things happen.
Yeah, well, you got
Marcus Rashford who had his best ever season last season. He doesn't look like he can hit a barn door at the moment, and I feel for him because we created one chance for him against Forest. Like, how is any striker going to do well in that circumstance? But he doesn't help himself. Like, Bruno looks like he's always upset. That can't be good. Like, your captain's just constantly moaning all the time.
Head down.
Like, I saw the other day, like, Garnacho did something wrong, which, granted, it annoyed me. But then his captain's just on him. All right, sometimes. But I feel like there's just a lot of negative energy with everything we do at the moment. There doesn't seem to be, first half, we have a shot. Hits the post or something like we sit with Anthony and everyone uses that. All right, come on, lads. Positive, let's build. It always just seems quite negative. I just don't know how we've got to this. Yeah. Because last season it felt quite positive. Like, I did find the preseason strange. How we hardly used our best 11. And then, at the start of the season, we just look unfit. But then we had injuries.
So the best 11 actually played the worst football on tour.
But that's what you want, isn't it?
Not really.
You need to build up some sense of fitness.
Mm. I think the injuries is
Maino was a big injury because I think he had big plans for him and Casemiro.
Yeah, I think we underestimated that.
But then he signed
time.
Amrabat, yeah? He's played him mainly left back, which I get. But then you've opted at times to play McTominay over him. So why did we chase this guy for ages?
Because he was free. I don't think that
was the case because we wanted to sign him.
Yeah, we did, but he was 12 million then. I think it was because he was an absolute bargain.
Tell you what, we won't be fucking 12 million now.
Well, no, we won't. We're not getting. I don't think we're
going to 3D fucking chess that we're playing. Fuck your FFP. We're taking him off your hands. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we know he was shit. It's all right. Watch it. Ballon d'Or next year.
Ballon d'Or clause in. But I do think that we went after him because he was cheap. He was a 10 million, 12 million pound, 12 million euro player if we had the money. And we didn't even have the money for that. That's why some of the targets we've gone for. We were looking at it yesterday on the watch along. In the last, since Ten Hag arrived, there's been six players who were either free or loans that have played substantial games for
United. I think recruitment Evans, hasn't helped at all.
Amrabat. Who else was there?
How far off is player of the year is Johnny Evans?
Begost and Sabitzer.
He's right behind Diogo.
He's in the conversation.
You look at
when you're a shortlist for player of the year, Johnny Evans is on that list.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
But that's what I'm saying.
You look at three positions here that we've struggled in. One of them, winger, right wing.
Yeah.
Anthony. We shouldn't have bought him for 80 million. We could have got him for 30 million at the start of the window. If you do that, you're able to spend more elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
You probably have an extra centre-back. We're probably able to deal with recruitment again. Why did we not get rid of Harry Maguire?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right.
Or McTominay.
You know, some people say the manager, but the manager clearly wants to get rid of him. Like, mm-hmm. Why didn't that happen? There's loads of areas where you just look at the Casemiro one. He was good last season, though he was very good. And he obviously scored against Forest. Great stuff. But also you can tell that
it was a short-term signing that was made because we lost those two games at the start of the season.
Yeah. We didn't get
recruitment again, kind of
stacks of cash.
No,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Like we're getting hampered by recruitment.
Amrabat didn't come in until the fucking season started, pretty much.
And after that felt like because he basically down tools at Fiorentina.
Holland came
was,
injured.
Like, wasn't training or anything. Yeah. He was just Holland like, I'm going.
Holland's class though.
I'm going to United.
I like Holland.
Yeah, Holland is mint. But again, he's mint. But then we're so reliant on him now because he ain't got anyone else.
But if I like, you could have told.
Wait, what's the status De Gea of Marshall FC at the moment?
Say again.
What's the status of Marshall FC at the moment?
We're still alive and kicking.
The last meetup didn't not a great turnout.
Emails bounce back when you email.
Not a great turnout.
We're possibly going to head to Saudi
Martial
Arabia in the summer.
Just him and Martial.
Nah, he's like flops.
Did you go for a Dunkin' Donuts?
We're going to meet up in the summer and go to Saudi Arabia or something. We're pleased to announce that this episode of Off the Bar is sponsored by Greene King Sport, where football is more than a game.
And Green King Sport venues are showing every single televised United match this whole season. If they're on telly, it is on at Green King Sport Pub. And with over 900 venues across the country, you are never far from the action.
If you download the Green King Sport app, you won't just get 10% off all drinks anytime there's a match on the TV. But this month, there's also thousands of pints of free Guinness to be won and the chance to win one of six holidays.
Download the Green King Sport app and get yourself involved today.
We've got a lot of options.
What do you make of Eric Ten Hag coming out fighting? Because we've seen it when he's called out Jamie Carragher.
I was worried, you
know. We've seen it when he's calling out people that have criticised Bruno Fernandes. The last
two
presses.
The other day after the Fulham game. Yeah. It's actually all quite positive
I've seen
at the
a lot
moment.
Of good things. Big picture.
I mean,
I thought, oh my god,
ridiculous.
David Moyes at a press conference.
Yeah. Ten Hag had a 3 to 4 hour meeting with Ineos. I'm assuming Dave Brailsford, etc.
Yeah.
Right? In a 3 to 4 hour meeting, you would have assumed that they spoke over the circumstances in which you don't get fired.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah. What's the expectation?
Surely, when he sat down, they went, there's only one of like 3 or 4 things they could have said. They could have said, top four or fucking bullet. That might have been something they said. They might have said, don't worry about your job. We know it's been a shit show. You'll get at least next season to sort it out. That might be why he's coming out being so bullish.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to confirm it and he's not going to confirm it because that's not how that shit works.
Okay.
They might have given him parameters that he needs to hit. They might have said, keep us up and you've still got a job. We have no fucking clue and it could be literally anything.
But it did feel like a thing where, you know, where you're trying to pretend everything's all right to everyone outside, like even the players. It felt desperate to me. Because if they go to you, you hit your job safe, don't worry about that, then I feel like you're in a better position to come out and go, lads, that was crap.
He's shit.
Like,
shit.
You know what I mean?
He's
like,
not here next season.
I know he's not that guy, but in a way, you can come out and go,
it is
that
a
wasn't.
Bit the violin's still playing on the Titanic.
That's what I was thinking.
Look, lads, everything's fine, I promise.
Yeah.
The big picture comment was a bit of a weird one. And last night, I thought it was a weird one where it was like, well, I've got a lot of consistency. No?
If you're drawing the line from 2024.
Like, okay, we've managed to rack up some wins. But why have we racked up the wins? Hmm. You can't say it's because we've absolutely deserved them, because the performances just have not been there. So what do I make of him coming out and fighting? I don't know, because I don't know him enough.
Well, I don't feel like Jamie Carragher's... Look, obviously he's an ex-Liverpool player, so a little bit will be with glee at like being able to dig the foot... 2 feet in on Man United, but at the same time, I don't think what he said was wrong.
He was proper analysis, wasn't it? It wasn't just bluster.
You know I mean? No, said,
I prefer
for
to listen to
that. That might have been the best United sometime. Analysis I've seen all year.
Yeah, he went, look, this is why I'm saying what I'm saying. So he was kind of proving his point.
And it's true. How can we concede so many shots against these weak teams? How can we have Fulham, who were like second bottom in the away form league, come to Old Trafford and win? And win so comfortably?
Yeah. I think it's a difficult one for tonight, because if he comes out and he's just like, he gets asked these questions, he just goes, oh yeah, you know, he's right. He's going to look like
a bit
foolish.
And then part of me goes, just stick with him, you know. And it's not one of those things where I go, oh well, we sat managers before. It's not, I find that stupid, you know. We go, well, it didn't work last time when we, because everyone's different. But I do feel like if things are going to change off the pitch, then at least give him some time.
Yeah,
well,
he's obviously
a good fucking manager.
The coaches as well don't go to, they don't appeal. You know, when Ten Hag was, when we needed a new manager, we got Ten Hag. He appealed to me way more then than any of these managers on the list do now.
That list is fucking horrific. I'm going to be honest with you.
I saw one.
Who's the best on
Conte
it?
On it this
Who's
morning?
The best on the list?
Zidane, isn't it?
People will say Zidane. I think Zidane brings a lot of big name value, but he didn't do a lot in the league. And he won cups. Like, he won, okay, he retained them, which is pretty hard to do, but Real Madrid are always qualifying for the knockout stage. So what did he do? Win like four or five games? It's a big gamble to go, okay, yeah, he won a lot of Champions League games. He also had the squad capable of winning Champions League games. The bread and butter is the league, and he didn't really cut it in the league.
Was it one league title in 4 years?
That shows you how bad the list is, though, because I agree with those things. But I also, like, out of the list, he's the only one.
You always want to go with someone who delivers titles, leagues, because leagues are really fucking hard to do. That's
is
why
anyone on the list
the justification
that?
For Mourinho was because Mourinho was going to deliver league titles, and he fucking couldn't, right?
No. Shame it's not 5 years ago. You got Ancelotti all day on
But well, the names like Tuchel
or 11 years ago.
Tuchel's another one that's been named, but again, I know he's won obviously titles at PSG, but and the Champions League at Chelsea, but he's also
out of those like
Gareth Southgate.
Nagelsmann would be the one for me. Well, you know, out of these managers where you go, they've failed a bit, but there still might be some Tuchel, Nagelsmann.
Tuchel's got a bit of taint on him, I think, though.
Poch, if he was to leave Chelsea, you know, though, out of those managers.
Wait, what?
You know, out of the managers that failed
a few
times.
Why is Poch on
because
them?
That's a possibility by the time it comes around. Graham Potter's another one. Out of those managers, I go Nagelsmann more than anyone.
But you mentioned Poch.
Because he's probably going to be looking
for an idea.
And he
then.
Probably will be interviewed for it about the time.
We love getting an ex-Chelsea manager. So what, you've done it once.
So you can get managers who are good in the league but not good in the cup, like Conte. You can get managers who are good in the cup but not good in the league, like Zidane. Why don't we do, for the first time ever, two managers at once? So we get Conte and Zidane in. Conte manages the league games. Yeah. Zidane manages the cup games.
Yeah,
try like something different. We've tried one manager.
Like you have a
it's
different kit for the Champions League. Have a different manager for the Champions League.
That's
he's
what I'm
got,
saying.
He's onto some of that. Yeah. Think
fucking
about
Conte
it.
Fucking Conte's
got a title winner
league,
for your league games.
Win a Champions League.
And you've got a Champions League winner for your Champions League.
And then he's not going to get burnt out because he's resting. He's watching all the fucking Champions League and he's scouting. He's having a look and he's enjoying the football.
Instead of Champions League Varane, Champions League Zidane.
Perfect.
It works. Yeah. It literally works.
It does rhyme.
I think
it does rhyme.
It rhymes.
It does rhyme.
He knows them.
But like you said, there's no one the way you think this guy makes sense. Ten Hag was the closest to that because he'd won the league every year at Ajax and got him to a semi-final.
What
in
the on
Champions
the piss?
League.
Yeah, I think Potter. Out of all the managers on that list,
Potter
on the piss.
Are you for real?
Mad for it. Yeah.
Why?
No. Graham. Graham
like
Potter.
Like
I reckon.
Steven Merchant
once you get him about fucking 8 or 9 bitters deep, because he's definitely a stout drinker.
That's
right?
It all.
Right. First, I reckon it's party time.
Did
Potter,
you see that time where he swore and it looked like he was like a vicar swearing? Win the fucking Champions League. It's like, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah.
And he sat
sat there.
If you would like to go out on the piss with him,
nothing offensive.
Where does he rank in terms of like? Zidane's not going to talk to you. And he's going to red butt someone, so you know it's going off. So you don't need that.
Let's go through this list. Potter's a no. De Zerbi.
No.
Nah, flavour of the month.
Flavour of 6 months ago. Look how he's fucking done recently.
Yeah.
If he brings Welbeck with him, no.
Two words.
Nagelsmann.
Yeah, Gareth. For starters, anyone called Gareth? No. But Gareth Southgate.
Let's not talk about Southgate.
Why not? Because I guarantee
we don't want him.
Jude Bellingham delivers him a fucking championship in the summer, and that silly gonna get an absolutely mega job.
Sam Stamp.
Not Man United. Please no.
They're in LA. They're just in LA.
There's no standout candidate.
Let's be honest, there isn't. It's everyone's been recycled.
Are you about the Potter Ineos link? So
no. Because I think you've got the likes of Berardi and Ashworth and Wilcox.
They're also the proper.
They're going to put all that portfolio on the table and they're going, are you fucking drunk?
The only one you're so proper busy. They know everyone.
The only
got
Potter
connections
makes sense is if we are literally going. The fact that he hasn't won a league, the fact that he hasn't won loads of trophies, is the reason we're going for him. Like, we want someone who can come up with a squad where if you get in a Zidane and he don't win you the league in 2 years, that's a failure. Whereas Potter don't win it for 2 years, we kind of get that because we're looking
that
at...
That sounds like reducing expectations.
But it kind of is that. A little bit, it is that. Because in the minute, we get a manager and
we
go, we Jose will win the league in the second
not
season.
Not to win the league.
No, but we accept that we can't.
I know.
So we don't
I understand
win a,
what
we don't
you're
win
saying.
A guy. Like, Zidane is perfect. You've got an amazing squad.
Don't look at me like
that
either.
You've got an amazing squad and I can take that amazing squad and win the league with it. That's why Conte didn't work at Tottenham because the squad
wasn't there. It's clever thinking, right? We didn't want to win it. We didn't aim to win it, so when we don't win it, we've won.
No, but look at Arteta at Arsenal, same thing. He done fuck all, which helped him get an eighth and an eighth finish and not get sacked. Do you understand what
I understand?
He benefited off Arsenal fans going, we need to sit with
I think the problem you've got
is... If Potter's good enough as a coach, obviously.
Yeah, I think the problem you've got is I don't see them having sort of no real ambition whatsoever in to try and win a title.
But when you bring someone,
I know it's not realistic, but I think in deep down,
let's just trick them into thinking we could.
If you bring someone in who's a serial winner and they don't win straight away, then all of a sudden, it's
what serial winners are even out there?
Zidane. That's the other. He's the guy you two would prefer out of everyone.
I never said bring him in.
Also, I didn't say you said bring him in. I'm saying you'd prefer him out of the options available.
Yeah,
if you bring
like
him in, he doesn't win anything
in
the first 2 years. He is
kicking
gone.
The bollocks.
No matter what. He's gone no matter what. I'm not saying we should get Potter, but I'm saying someone who...
Look how good he looks in a suit.
Like Jose is the same thing.
Imagine him on the side.
Joe, who else I would put on that list? And it would be so preferable to anybody else on that list is Cantona.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
We could lose every game and I would never turn against him. It'd be like Gerrard got to Liverpool. You'd just be like backing him no matter what and I'd hate it.
And can you imagine the press conferences, Jay?
Yeah.
The press conferences.
I know, it'd be great.
You think Lou van Gaal calling fucking Custis the fat man. Wait till Cantona drags him over the fucking counter.
It's Cantona 2-foots him in the middle of the presser. It would be entertaining.
On that note, bring him in.
Yeah. I know. Well, that's a good point.
You're right.
No, we can't have another legend tainted by the cesspit that is Manchester United.
Do you remember when we interviewed him though and he was like, the one goal I'd want to score is the goal with every player touching the ball, and it's like, could you imagine our team just trying to pass it every game, like through every
it gets get like, on the ball pass. You fuck
it broke down when we got to the low, it broke down when we got to Maguire,
so it goes all the way back.
Jesus Christ, we had 2 passes so far, lads,
just hey, about to round the keeper and Cantona's going let's do it. Your other option is
why not?
Joe, let's not win things because people are not expecting that, or Eric just doing an absolute fucking
I think
madness.
That's what John Myrtle and that used to say in the board meetings.
We don't want to win, everyone's so we're winning. That's it. Like, we didn't want to win the league this season,
and
we haven't.
And we are.
Don't
1-0.
Thank you.
We didn't want to win anyway.
And the Glazers are like, right, sounds good to us. Yeah, makes sense.
Did you make Champions League? Kinda. No,
yeah,
I mean,
almost.
No. I mean, no.
We made Europe. It's the same thing. Unfortunately, we're playing Manchester City this weekend.
Cool. Next topic.
Okay. Fair enough.
Move on. We've basically been speaking.
The good news is, though, City are in a bit of bad form. They lost at Villa on the 6th of December.
Let me forget City. If we get battered, do you think he could get sacked?
Let's see.
Forget City. Let me talk about City.
Let's talk about the City game.
That's this the most Adam McCullough sentence ever.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what you mean?
I'm scared about that.
Is this the brew?
I'm scared about that.
I think he could get the bullet? Yeah,
twatted.
Not there and then. I think the decision's made. They wait till the end of the season go. Yeah. But when they look back, they go, that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I don't necessarily think, unless it's a, we're keeping him no matter what, which is a bold move before they've interviewed him and got everyone in. I think they're in the fuck knows category.
Yeah, I agree.
I think let's wait and see what happens.
I agree. I think there's still an element of
scary.
Well, we could. I'm not
scary
saying we will.
Hours.
End the season winning a trophy and getting into the Champions League. Now, if they've made a decision now to get rid of him and we do those things,
you said the
reason
I play
the Euro Millions.
Sorry to break it to you.
We'll do that. Fucking hell.
How are we getting top four?
What?
How are we getting top four?
I don't know. Fucking.
When Villa put their accounts in and get
it
up to 6
FFP.
Points.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We'll get through the courts.
It's more of an option than you think.
Like Sheffield United. We'll go down to the courts of justice and say, come on, help us out.
Got some paper here.
Yeah, can you let us in? genuinely, do you see any way that we win this game?
Yeah.
Because it's all doom and gloom, but it is a derby in that.
1-0.
Yeah?
Scott McTominay. What's happening?
Yeah.
Then he's going to play midfield for another 4 weeks.
We've actually played off the back foot more in the last 6 weeks than we've ever done under Ten Hag combined.
Yeah.
Which is the only way you can go to the Etihad and win.
Yeah, I agree.
However, it's still a puncher's chance at best.
I think it's going to look like the Liverpool game, but the difference is they've got Haaland that they can just cross the ball to and he'll beat our defenders in the air.
Yeah.
Liverpool didn't have that.
No.
Liverpool need to sort of...
Lindelof? Oh, yeah, good point.
But that's what I mean. We'll do the same thing.
Johnny Evans?
We'll sit back. Maybe Johnny Evans
winning,
could, but I don't think he'll start. It's going to be Lindelof and Varane.
We're winning.
But Haaland, at some point, like he did at Old Trafford, will get a header and he'll score. If we sit back, they'll still find a way.
We're winning.
Liverpool couldn't really do that.
We're winning.
I mean, they're pretty good at breaking out a low block, and we're not necessarily.
Convince yourself,
come on, Jay.
Mentality.
How are we going to win?
But then this is how we cry.
How are you going to win? Just by playing on the counter.
Yeah.
We better win. I got to sit next to Boovy for the fucking
game. Oh, my God. Jesus wept. I'd be doing time.
Drop my butt.
I know, yeah.
Give us that later.
That's going to be horrible for you. But there's all, like you say, a puncher's chance. And we've gone to the Etihad before.
Yeah, Jay, that's not a good chance.
I know it isn't. I know it isn't.
I know it isn't. Like, he's got a puncher's chance. That, yeah,
you say it's one in a million, so there's a chance.
It's not one in a million.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like one in 10 chance, though.
Yeah. But listen, stranger things have happened. I think we all agree.
Five stranger things that have happened.
Leicester winning the league.
All right.
Forest winning back to the European Cups.
Baby born with two heads.
Yeah. No, but boy faster than a shark. The the Forest winning two cups thing. It's not strange.
Well, wow.
They're the greatest English manager that's ever lived.
All right, Grant, fair See? Enough. Right, all right then. Leicester winning the league.
5,000.
Forest winning the European Cup.
Yeah.
There you go. There's five things. There's loads of strange things. City winning trophies was a strange thing when we were growing up. Did we ever think that had happened? Did you ever think you'd be having a conversation about going to play with Manchester City where they're current treble holders? Exactly. It's a strange thing that happened. But it happened.
Strange.
Yeah. So. Wait,
but you said stranger.
Strange.
Stranger things. Give us your score prediction, Steve. What do you think?
Oh, fucking no.
Go on, have one. No, you do know, because you do.
You don't know. You know.
You do know what you think.
Stop lying. You fucking know.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Go on.
You know what you think.
Do the raw. Do the raw. What? You know, you say draw. That means you're getting bad.
So what?
Too scared to say it, but you think it's going to
be bad. Well, sit there, come fucking 3-0 United. You're fucking stupid, Joe. You're fucking stupid, you, Joe. Do you know what he needs to do? He needs to fuck them all off and play the kids.
Yeah.
Because that's a guarantee. Fucking W, innit?
Yeah, love
Too
that.
Old, Adam.
I already said mine.
What?
1-0 Scotland.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were joking.
Honesty. That's what we like on
it's
this
the best
channel.
Policy.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Hurry up! What's with the. Hurry up!
Alright, I'll go with his.
1-0?
Yeah.
We're losing 3-1, I'm afraid. Sorry.
You're a knob.
Negative.
I'm not. Negative. It's true, innit? It is true. I'm not lying.
Shh. What do you mean it's true?
It is true.
It's a prediction.
No, but it's
true. Neither true nor false. It's an opinion.
It's true. It's true.
And sometimes predictions are based on the fact that it's summertime, you're in Las Vegas, and you're high as fuck. Yeah. All right. So stop sending me clips.
What did you predict? What did you predict? I don't even know what you predicted.
Stop sending me clips, isn't it?
Right, okay.
That we were going to finish second or something like that. Mate, maybe win the league.
We still could.
Did we have Arsenal 8th again this year?
Probably.
I did.
It's such an easy way.
I'm going to have it next
views.
Year.
Good
well.
Lad. I hope you do.
If they don't
want to make a video
year,
evergreen,
they're going to be 8th next
Listen,
year.
Listen, I was right on the Jordies. Yeah. At 1-10 or something. Whatever it was. I said they're going to well fall off. And have they? Yes.
You're right.
Does that make up for us not finishing what I said? Like
I said, Eddie.
I actually think we were going to. I was wrong still. But I said we might get better and still finish lower. Because I thought Liverpool were going to have a better season than they did last year.
Yeah. We've got worse and finished lower. He's half there.
Double jeopardy.
Yeah.
Surprise, captain.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
I want to talk briefly about Paul Labile Pogba. I know he's not in the club, but it's sad, isn't it?
Sad moment.
Like, we all had high hopes for him when he came back to the club in 2016 or whenever it was. And it was like, this is going to be great. And it wasn't. And now he's been banned for 4 years for doping, which
sounds
ridiculous.
Harsh.
Yeah,
because there's some people that have got away with stuff or got lesser banned.
Onana got 10 months.
Yeah, like.
I know it's not the same thing.
People getting like months
comparison.
And now he's getting years.
That's
interesting.
Excessive.
And he's saying it was an accident. So.
Well, clearly.
How can it be 4 years?
Four
when
years.
An accident?
Everyone says it's an accident, though, don't they?
No, no, but
tainted
you know what I mean?
Supplement.
If you can still stick to that excuse, it was an accident.
That's true.
And they've given you 4 years.
You'd have to think they knocked on his door and they opened it. It was just a testosterone lab with his whole house.
Well, we said this upstairs when they. You read it out and said he's been banned for 4 years. I went, I've never, off the top of my head, I don't know anyone that's been banned for 4 years. I know UFC fighters that got banned for 2 years.
Yeah.
But, and I think it's more egregious in combat sports when you get
banned. Because you might kill
steroids.
Someone with the result.
With the extra juice.
Yeah.
4 years is a hell of a long amount of time. Like you said, he must have broke the fucking meter for whatever was found in his system.
Yeah.
And by the sounds of it, must have been trying to cover it up or something because... Yeah. Otherwise, is this one that it's 4 years? He will appeal because that's his career.
He did appeal, didn't he? Didn't
he?
Yeah.
He's going to appeal. No, he's going to the
Paul Appeal Pogba.
Nice.
Sad. It's a sad
Court of Arbitration of Sport.
You reckon
it's called.
So they might get it reduced to 3 or 2.
Do you reckon
it's
something
like
with? You know, he's had so many injuries in his time, and that he's probably just.
Trying to recover from it.
But he must have been clean for a long time when he was getting tested up until recently.
But the thing is right, as a UFC fan. They had the same amount or same scrutiny of drug testing that the Premier League and European football currently has, which is a wee test. urine analysis. And it was called the steroid era. That only changed when they started doing Olympic-style testing through VADA, which takes blood and historical blood, so they can constantly check your markers and be like, oh, this one's a little bit trembloney. Well, you know, so by the sounds of it, it's very easy to fucking to skate through.
Right, okay.
No, if the UFC was literally calling it the steroid era.
And you think he's been banned for 4 years.
You know
he's
what as well? One of the best no one ever midfielders. Gets done.
And
no,
so is he the only footballer in the well, in Europe so who's actually taking drugs?
There's not a chance that's the case. I think that there's a lot. I think if people really fucking knew.
This feels like a don't look over here. Yeah. Look, we're sorting it out. Yeah. I promise. So don't.
The only way I can think that is if he, not only is he doing it, but he's like either supplying it or getting his mates to come. Like we should all like. But it's like that's like the punishment for you're the sort of ringleader of like 4 years, fucking yeah, doping.
I just bought in bulk for myself to save myself some money. Like, that's why I've got a fucking house full of drugs.
But what's mad is in
we've all been there,
like,
Paul. We've all said that once.
It's in the news, isn't it? Because Gary Neville and Kim sort of mentioned it on the overlap the other week. And they were talking about some Italian teams that they played that they felt had like a little bit of extra zip in them and looked like they hadn't played a game.
Funny that all mentioned City and Liverpool.
Juventus' training ground was raided in the fucking 90s and they found over 300 medications, including EPO, which there is no fucking reason for a footballer to be taking EPO. Pretty sure Conte was taking EPO for anemia or something like that.
Nah, you're okay. That makes sense.
Very interesting. But their, you know, their training ground was raided and then nothing happened. Mm. And you just think...
Mm. Yeah, I feel a bit bad for him. I don't think...
It's sad. And whether you're a massive talent. Pogba fan or not, there was high expectation. His talent is up there with anyone.
He did hit those heights a lot of the time as well.
He wasn't terrible. I'm not going to say terrible. I do feel like it was a little bit of disappointing, though, his entire time at United.
His time at United,
what I wanted from him.
Because there were glimpses, like, you know that season when he gets Team of the Year and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
There's glimpses of it, you know, the first season when we win the Cup and the Europa League.
That could have been the beginning of summer. Yeah, it was a shame, and it's a shame that he's looking at potentially his career being over now. Just before we wrap up as well, I want to talk about some positive news. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Yeah. Ten Hag being nominated for Manager of the Month of February. Also, Rasmus Højlund, who's had a very good February. Yeah. I think he's played
doesn't
four,
the winner
one, four,
of
score,
Manager
five.
Of the Month usually get slapped the same weekend.
Jesus Christ. Happened last time, didn't it?
Give it Arteta.
Yeah.
Don't give it us. We don't.
Højlund Player of the Month, are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think
he's in for a good shout of it.
I think people are online are going, it's got to be Saka, but Højlund's had a very good month, whichever way you look at it.
Well, also, Saka's doing all right in a good team. Højlund's doing great in a shit team.
Right, single-handedly winning us games.
Anyone can put the ball in the back of the net from 2 yards out. Højlund's smacking
that's like, that was our
over.
Scott Parker won the FA Player of the Year.
Yeah. If he's doing this well with a shit team.
Some mad winners at that, isn't
there? The writers won
not over David Ginola.
Oh, finished 11th, they finished. He scored five goals.
He did all right in the cup.
His goal went even better than Giggs's. You know his goal against Barnsley. Was it against Barnsley?
Well, that says it all.
Wasn't even better than Giggs.
No, honestly, that's just. Let's not give it to someone from United.
Was the last time Spurs won something like that?
No, they won
the League Cup in 2008.
Did they win something like that? Yeah. Because we won FA Cup.
What? Did they not win the League Cup though?
They knocked us out of the League Cup. In '99, they knocked us out of the League Cup.
They're the only team that won out in this country. So obviously they got played here.
They obviously had the best player. That's how it works. No, it's good though that he's getting a little bit of acknowledgement, whether he wins it or not. Yeah. I don't really care. He's banging in the goals. It's just a shame we're so reliant on him.
And it's good that he's banging in the goals though. It's easy to overestimate that just because he's a striker. But he's turned it around massively. Yeah. Where I know the Champions League stuff carried him through, but he just didn't score for ages, did he? And then to score in five games in a row.
He was a little bit forlorn about it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit fallenish. What was his, like 22 or something until he scored?
It felt like
something
about
like that.
Do you remember when Keno stopped and taking? I know he broke his duck with a penalty. Do you remember when Keno stopped and taking that penalty? He's not scored for 20 games and he goes, we're 2-0 up in the Champions League. We get a penalty, Rude's there, but he goes, falling, you can have it. Get off, you know, goes, puts the ball down, goes over to say, and Roy Keane goes, what the fuck are you doing? Takes the ball off him and gives it to Rude.
I love that.
I was like, oh my God.
Roy Keane, fucking standards. What are you talking about? Your captain's fucking complaining all the time.
Yeah.
You try and think, what would Roy Keane have done? He'd have threatened physical violence with them. But
But Bruno's
there's a way of him doing it, isn't it? I don't know why it feels better.
Whiny.
Is the whiny angle of it. Roy Keane would have been like, oi, fucking get a grip. Whereas he's like, oh, get a grip.
I know,
like,
there is that. And also, with Roy Keane, his levels, even when he's like, oh, sometimes I'll be having a bad game, his bad game was still a 7 out of 10.
And sometimes it's because Bruno fucked up.
Yeah. Where like, Bruno can have moments where you're like, what are you doing? Why have you given the ball away there? Why have you tried to do that?
Now why are you rolling around screaming at
why have you given the, why have you give the loot and keeping the ball in the last minute when we're defending a one-goal lead? That was insane. Little things like that, I think, go against him.
Yeah, definitely.
But I still love Bruno.
And again, he's the captain of a team that's not doing very well.
No.
Which, and not to say that Roy Keane wouldn't have done well in this team, because he would have, but it's easier to criticise a captain who's not winning.
It's like when people go, it's like when people talk about Rashford and go, oh, he never played for United. You think, actually, he would have, and he would have been surrounded by so many great players.
Yeah, there's been a lot of players worse than Rashford and Bruno who have got a lot of caps for United.
Goals or Beckham are fucking whizzing it in for him.
Yeah.
He scores a fucking
Do you think definitely.
Bruno Van Nistelrooy won't score in his fucking like team that. At the moment?
Just going backwards. Sorry to go backwards. Do you think?
Just letting him know you just got Masiba.
Bruno was better when he had Pogba alongside him. Was that when he was putting up them silly numbers?
Yeah.
Because his numbers haven't been the same since.
Man United. Yeah.
But also the other difference is, who was it? Greenwood, Martial, and Rashford got like 60 goals between them.
Yeah.
We ain't had a front three do that.
No,
that's once in 10 years we had a front three do that. So that doesn't help, does it?
You know Man United's best
give up.
Last 10 years.
He's never going to do it. He's
consistently been with Anthony Martial in the team.
That's not true.
Think of all the best performances we've had in the last 10 years. Martial's been in the team for
90% away.
PSG away.
I just said 90% of them, so they're the 10%.
We haven't had 10. We haven't had 10.
Just think about it. I seen it, man.
Right, that right feels like a good place to end there. Big thank you to Green King Sport for sponsoring this podcast. Go and check out everyone's other
podcast
channels as well. Go and check out all the other channels, but make sure as well you are subscribing to Stretford Paddock. That's been Stephen Alston. That's been Adam McCola. That's been Joe Smith.
Hey,
I'm Jay Martin.
That's been Jay.
This has been Off the Bar. Thanks for watching. Get off its abuse.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.